Well, good. Well, because here's what's really uncomfortable is, so Big Fatty calls me, and no, I'm used to you. You and I don't look at each other while we're recording.
Oh, he videoed you?
Yes. I saw his house and everything. Yeah.
I've never even seen him, like, I've only seen, like, his cover art, and that's it.
Oh, no. I saw him doing it. And here's another thing is he was laughing. You probably can't hear it on the show. He was laughing at everything I said.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. He's a big fan. But then I felt bad because my big fat fucking face was there.
Oh, that's good.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Well, because here's what's really uncomfortable. I saw him doing it. And
yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2200 of the BFO for Monday, the 4th of July, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, and Big Fatty, you've got some errors you need to correct. Yes! Hello, doodlers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your 4th of July is going well. Y'all, it is Independence Day here in the U.S. of day. Big Fatty. And y'all, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Granny celebrates two-thirds of Independence Day. Big Fatty, what do you mean by that? Well, two-thirds of Independence Day is Independence. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's Independence Day weekend here in the U.S. of A. And y'all, that means it's a three-day weekend for the coal mine. And y'all, I'll tell you about what goes on the 4th of July. On tomorrow's little show. But y'all, I thought I'd give you the regular weekend update. It was a wary skeleton staff in the coal mine, and the few people that were around, they all slipped out about 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So y'all, when Big Fatty left, I went by the Vons East, cause y'all, I realized I wanted to make me some Italian spaghetti. Yes, Big Fatty, nothing says Happy Independence Americans Day like Italian Mussolini spaghetti. It's true. And so y'all, on my way home to the villa, I went by the Vons East. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. We hear it. And Big Fatty, 2 coupons in 1 week. It's true. Well, you know, it is a holiday weekend. Y'all stopped off there, just picked up a couple of things. They had the good bag solid on sale, and y'all, they didn't have any when I was there on Wednesday, so I picked up a couple of bags of that. Y'all, I've got a little stain. Hey, we don't need to hear about your stains on one of the carpets here in the office. And y'all, so I got some of that OxyClean. I saw a commercial on the TV machine, and it appears to have gotten the stain up. So I thought, well, I'll give it a try anyway. While I was there, I picked up a couple of more bags of the good Corfree, since they will buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got me a package of the sliced mushrooms to go in my Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Got a pound of the ground chuck. Yes, Big Fatty. And I missed this on Wednesday when I was there. But y'all, you know, I've mentioned before that they the plum rose baby back ribs that they have in the packages, y'all, they're really quite good. Y'all, they had them for buy one, get one free. So y'all, I decided I was going to pick me up a couple of packages of them, and I thought I might throw them on the grill light of the day. Big Fatty, I thought you was having Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Well, I'm going to fix that later in the week. I'll probably fix it today and have it later in the week. But y'all, I spent $34.07, but I saved $21.83. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, and I came home Friday night. Y'all, it was a quiet night here in the village. Y'all, we had a heavy thunderstorm come through. And so I put my ferns out, and they got the free watering. I had recoded. That is, what is that? Big Fatty, that's that cube steak you made earlier. It's true. Y'all, I had recorded earlier this year the Mr. Selfridge little show on the PBS after the downtown alley was finished. And so I watched the entire season of that. Now, y'all, I don't know if any of y'all watched that or not. I know that Pink Shoes on the Twitty watched the Mr. Selfridge as it was playing out during the season, because I remember seeing a Twitty here and there about how wonderful it was. Y'all, this was the fourth and final season of it. And so, y'all, I called up and watched every Big Fatty, you binged. You just binged. It's true. And so I did that throughout the weekend. Saturday, I had Miss Kitty. I had Miss Kitty come out to the villa. Y'all, I had decided that I was going to get me one of those Vidjo doorbells. And y'all, I had ordered one, and it came, and it just didn't work properly. So I called the folks, and Big Fatty, is this a technology report? No, not really. Anyway, so y'all, I ended up returning that to the Amazon. Big Fatty, why did you send it to Miss Beaver? No, Miss Beaver's not an Amazon. This was the package service. Oh! So y'all, but the folks at the Skybell, y'all, they offered me a coupon to get the HD version. It was the super fancy version for $60 off. So y'all, when I sent the old one back, the $60 off price was only $3 more than I paid for the regular one. So I said, send it. And y'all, it arrived on Thursday. So for right, I tried to install it, and I followed the direction. Y'all couldn't get it to work. So I asked Miss Kitty, because, you know, Miss Kitty has some skills as an electrician. Big Fatty, is that like a beautician? No, nothing like a beautician. Miss Kitty came out and took a look at it, and y'all, he couldn't figure out what he says. It appears everything should be working properly, and y'all, it just wouldn't work. So anyway, I got on the horn, called him up, and anyway, I'm sending it back, and so I'll get a refund on that too. And I've just given up. So anyway, then after all that, y'all, I took out my barbecue chicken, or I took out my chicken bazooms that I had bought at the Von's East on Wednesday, and y'all, I fired up the grill and I barbecued those bazooms, Big Fatty barbecued bazooms. On Saturday afternoon, and I had some little cone on the cob, cobettes. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I had that for my supper, and y'all, then I continued watching the TV, Mr. Selfridge and everything, and y'all got my share and headed out to the Connections. Went to the Connections, and Durwood and Granny were there, along with our friend, we'll call him Bill, because that's his name. Yes, Big Fatty, and some other friends were there as well. And y'all, we just had a lot of fun, a lot of laughs and kerfuffles. And y'all, then all of a sudden, this cute little thing, his name was Nicholas, comes up and Butter. Hey, Granny. And y'all, he was just all over us. And y'all, and then he saw Durwood. And then he Granny and I just vanished. We just vanished. We became invisible. Yes, Big Fatty, you became invisible. He was all over Durwood. Y'all, I don't know what became of it, but he evidently likes older gentlemen, y'all cute as he could be, of Greek descent. I ended up leaving, and I called Granny, and evidently nothing happened other than some inappropriate touching and lip locking at the bar. Other than an exchange of numbers, from what I understand. And y'all, then on Sunday, I got up Sunday morning. You know, first of all, that Stick It With a Poke is on a summer hiatus, but y'all, it's being replaced with the Underpants show this coming Saturday night, so you can listen to it live and be in the chat room at 7 p.m. in the evening on Saturday. Sunday morning, that George in Atlanta did his live a little show over there at the Pride 48. And other than that, y'all, I've had my coffee and just basically caught up on watching things on the TV machine. Big Fatty, it sounds boring, but very relaxing.
It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and mail in that art from now until the end of June. But certainly do not ever, under any circumstance, email it before June 1st. Because we want to see who has got even the smallest amount of artistic ability. It's Gus Chad's June IRTed contest on the Big Fatty Show. Let's mail that shit in.
Yes, that is correct.
God, this
one
was really hard.
Y'all, that of course is Digga and Digga.
Woodhaven.
Oh, Woodhaven to you too. And Digga, thank you so much for that totally original bumper. Y'all, we had one last minute entry come in for the what do you call it? Big Fatty, we don't know. The June content contest. Y'all, and it came in from that Dennis in the Colorado Springs, and y'all, he did some of that. You that Big Ricky, you know, does the coloring, but the adult coloring books. Well, Dennis did one of coloring of some sheep. Big Fatty, Miss Beaver will love it. Y'all, I'll post it over there at the BFO at noon today. You can go take a look at it. And y'all, that is the last of our entries. So we'll announce the big winner tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you got some egg on your face. I do. I've got egg on my face, y'all, because y'all, when I recorded the Foray show, y'all, I failed to turn the calendar, the marking calendar, over to the July page. Y'all, I missed a couple of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Now, the first one, I cannot be held responsible for because I was not aware of it, but y'all, on Foray, dude, the 1st of June, y'all, it was TLB James, Tastes Like Burning James's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Tastes Like Burning boys. And y'all, then on Saturday the Tooth, y'all, he is a longtime supporter of the BFO. Big Fatty, you felt really badly about this one. It's true, I did. Y'all, it's that brother Sinatus, and he's out there in the Colorado. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then today, Independence Day. Big Fatty has two-thirds of what Granny is. Independence. You heard him at the beginning of today's show. Y'all, he is the co-star of that Catching Up. And y'all, it is the one and only Joe Batanz. Big Fatty, we love Joe Batanz. Y'all, if you... And y'all, by the way, also on Friday, I forgot it was Northern Mexico Day. And y'all, I usually play the Northern Mexico national anthem, and y'all, I've caught living hell from the northern Mexicans, but that's okay. They know I love them nonetheless. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see TLB James or Brother Sinatus or that Joe Batance on the 20 or the face space, either wish them a belated happy celebration of exiting the birth canal or wish them a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday,
And y'all, as far as the Canada Day goes, y'all, I'm still upset with Canada for ruining my laptop computer. Whoa! I'm gonna take care of it. Y'all just go on over there, and I okay, Big Daddy, you take care of it. We'll go over here. Hello.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. So the 4th of July weekend was approaching, and Miss Pelham, the nursery school teacher, took the opportunity to tell her class about patriotism. "We live in a great country," she announced, "and one of the things we should all be happy about is that in this country, we are all free." Trevor, who was a little boy in this class, came walking up to her from the back of the room. He stood with his hands on his hips, and he said loudly, "I'm not free. I'm four." Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Big Fatty, that was a good kerfuffle. We love a good Jimmy Bear kerfuffle. And y'all, I getting back to not remembering it was Canada Day on for right day. Y'all, I never forget it, and I just feel terrible about it. So let's just take a moment and do this. That's just lovely. Oh, Big Fatty, what is that? Y'all, this is episode 2200 of the BFO, and y'all, I said that I was going to give a countdown clock at every 100 episode milepost. So y'all, there are only 800 episodes of the BFO left. Big Fatty, we are so thankful. Oh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely 4th of July. Y'all, if you're not in the U.S. of A., I hope it's a good Monday for you. And if you are in the U.S. of A., I hope you have some fun and do something relaxing. Yes, Big Fatty. And Big Fatty will be back here tomorrow. Y'all, we're going to name the winner of the June I Audit Contest by that Gus Chance. Big Fatty, that's to win the huge, huge prize. It's true. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Catching Up. And Joe Batance, anything from an old 4th of July that you will remember?
Well, because here's what's really uncomfortable. I saw him doing it.
Big Fatty, that brings new meaning to the Rocket's red glare.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.